And right now, you know, like the Vietnamese just settled here in camp in Toronto for what, approximately what, like on average 10, 15, 20 years.
It's a short period.
So right now we're sort of just moving ahead. So I guess I start to see a few vice presidents here and there. We haven't got straight to the top yet, but we're sort of like middle management people right now.
In mainstream organizations.
Yeah, in mainstream organizations. So with time, you know, hopefully.
I think
the only area that we haven't got involved much is politics. And there's a good reason for that, though. We came from a country that, you know, politics is a bad word. It's, you know, there's a lot of bad experience there. So we still, well, I personally see that as a, I just do not want to get into that. And a lot of my, you know, my friends share the same feeling.
Do you see that changing?
Yeah. With the younger generation. And with the encouragement of people like myself or even older, like, my father, I said, well, now we're doing okay, you know, in business. Now we're doing okay professionally.
Yeah.
Now we have to get into, you know, the policy making process.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing, so.
What kinds of things do you think, if you did start to get into politics, your children or whatever, what would you look to change?
I think there's so many things that we can do, and you know that's a problem that we are facing here, you know, in Toronto in particular, and in Canada in general. But you know the same immigration policy,
right?
Policing policy, housing, homeless, you know, the same issues that you are concerned with.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's incredible for only 10, 15 years, how much of a contribution I see all around the city, and like you're saying,
terms
of middle management and stuff, and such a short time. Did many people come with English, with a limited amount of English?
Very limited amount of language expertise.
So people had to learn really quickly.
Oh yeah,
like, these aren't just your kids who are learning. These are are the people who came in midlife.
These are adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to pick up the language in order to, you know, to first survive and then move ahead.
Do you find that older members of the community, do they also pick up the language, or is there pocket groups who are still mainly speaking Vietnamese?
I think Vietnamese people, like especially elderly Vietnamese people, most try to learn the language, and most speak the language reasonably well. I wouldn't say well, but you know, like they can survive a conversation. Take my mom for example. She's a teacher in Vietnam, a literature teacher. She learned French in high school. When she came here, she had to pick up English. And she was working as a social worker at Jane and Finch Community for, you know, since 87 until she had just recently retired.
What year did she come here?
85.
So 2 years later, she was working in...
Oh, no, she was working, like, immediately after that. But she was working with some, like, different companies.
Mm-hmm.
And then she applied, and then after 2 years, you know, she picked up English.
She was learning as she went, I
guess.
Where were the places where people went to learn English? What were the programs that really helped?
Oh, they have the
Link program.
Yeah, the Link program that help. There's some other language, NLOC. I'm not sure what that stands for.
No.
There used to be a lot more language programs.
Okay. And there's been some cuts.
And any kind of language training, you know, help. Any kind would help.
Okay.